Hey everyone, I'm Ben Hamm with a special feed of The Secret Room. Today I'm bringing you a special announcement. There's a listener survey on our website where you can list your likes and dislikes about the program. We read those very carefully because we're always striving to tweak this podcast in any way, big or small, that can make it better. And we've made changes based directly on your comments, and I hope you've witnessed and enjoyed our growth as you've come with us on this journey of almost 4 years. Our special announcement today addresses your top wish, your desire for more content. But I've been stymied. For years, I thought about how I could do it. The podcast comes out every 2 weeks, and trust me, that is all I can manage. But one day while I was editing a show, it occurred to me there's a whole side to this podcast I don't share. There's a whole side to this podcast that I want to share, and I saw an opportunity. It's a concept that will satisfy you if you just can't get enough. If you're just left needing to know more, if you just need a peek behind the curtain. So we've been working on a project for you for some time, quietly, diligently, secretly, toiling behind the scenes for 8 months. It's involved a lot of people, and no one has spilled the beans. And now it's ready. So tonight, I am really pleased to announce the launch of a companion podcast to The Secret Room. It's called The Secret Room Unlocked. I'll be right back. The concept for The Secret Room Unlocked is this. Each episode will drop the week after The Secret Room, and if you subscribe to both podcasts, you'll get fresh content every single week, which answers your top wish. More, please. The Secret Room Unlocked will feature insider information about the current episode of The Secret Room. You'll hear extended interviews, bloopers, director's cut comments about what it took to make the episode, and you'll even hear scenes that were cut. In some cases, you'll get follow-up interviews with the guest and hear updates to their stories, and once in a while, I'll feed an extra full-length interview. There are two features I'm particularly excited to bring you. The first is the guest's original secret submission. You never get to hear that in the podcast because it would give the whole story away. But don't you ever wonder how they approached the show in the first place? You'll get to hear it on The Secret Room Unlocked. And after the mics turn off, there's often very poignant, candid, and sometimes downright hilarious conversation that's not a part of the interview and just never heard. Now you get to share in that experience with me. You will get it all. But remember I said that I don't have time to do more episodes? Well, here's another surprise for you. Your host for The Secret Room Unlocked is producer Susie Lark, who you hear on the show being snarky and whatnot. She'll take you on a journey of each Secret Room episode, winding your way through my deleted scenes, my extended clips, my embarrassing fumbles, and my unscripted moments, explaining what it took to get each episode to you on time every other Tuesday night. And now I'd like to ask Susie to join us.
Hey, Ben. I am so excited to be here for this announcement.
And it really involves you a lot. It's a project that you've been involved in very closely.
Been working hard.
Tell us a little bit about what you do on this thing.
So each week, I select some of the best stuff that didn't make it into the main episode for various reasons.
Oh my
we
God.
Have post interviews with each guest, which are really touching and also a very interesting side you don't get to hear on the main show. And another part that I really enjoy are all the beautiful Ben bloopers that get cut out.
So, okay, Susie, you know, I've given you editorial control over this show and you're really pushing it.
Oh, yeah. You know,
do we have a contract? I'm not sure.
You know what? It's just signed on the dotted line. You said I get to pick whatever I want.
Right. Yeah. So I want to maybe dissuade people from subscribing because there's a lot of embarrassing stuff up there for yours truly.
Which is more of the reason to subscribe.
No. This is a big mistake. I can tell already.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Whatever. You know, we'll see if people respond to it. I don't know. And then you've been playing post interviews a lot.
Yeah, that's the moment where you've just finished with the whole story and the guest sits back and takes a breath and you two kind of talk about how it felt to share that secret and maybe even where they're going to go next or if, you know, they've changed their own perspective. And it's really kind of a touching moment just after they've kind of bared their souls.
It can be a really, really emotional part of the story.
It's been fun for me to kind of switch roles and be the host.
I don't know, you're kind of snarky.
Well, that's why you hired me. Someone has to be. And there's also two great opening interviews. So if you want to get some production notes and kind of how the show is made and some of the ways that The Secret Room came to be, you'll get some really great opening interviews that will give you insight into the actual production of the show and not just the finished product.
Yeah, that one's really fun. And then Susie, my favorite extra interview is the one where we sat down and talked about my favorite 20 lost episodes of The Secret Room.
It's heart-wrenching because you don't get to hear those secrets. Some of them sounded so good and we'll just never know.
And they are all great and we'll never hear them.
We'll get a little taste.
Another example of something that you'll hear is this follow-up interview with Nicole from The Skin I'm In. That was episode 99. Nicole, you'll remember, had hydrogenitis suppurativa.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. A disease where she just has all these boils all over her body. Oh. And she talks about the nightmare of that. People reacted so strongly on social media. I was so impressed. And everybody was like, I've got that too, girl. And everybody's coming together. And anyway, she gives us a great update on some steps that she took after our interview that have helped benefit her life. And I hope people will just tune in for that.
Yeah.
Now, Susie, I'm not going to commit to a timetable on this, but I'm going to put up an occasional extra interview. The first interview is with Kate. She's a 25-year-old virgin who breaks free from the shackles of her religious upbringing to chart a bold path.
Wow.
You are not going to believe. You're not going to believe what this young woman has set herself up for. It is quite a journey. So here's a little bit of what it sounds like.
Let's hear it.
So you've got to have a conversation with somebody, not only about your kinks, but, you know, how you're going to lose your virginity.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that to go wrong, right?
Right.
So am I right? Was that a part of the conversations you had?
I told, you know, a few potential partners I'm inexperienced in BDSM and I'm also a virgin. Most of them took it pretty well.
Okay. So what she said was that she's experienced in BDSM.
But also
Google it if you don't know what that means. But she's also a virgin.
Yeah, that's a kind of a conundrum.
Yeah, she's figuring it out. So as we work through the interview and follow her path of discovery, I had some probing questions to ask. What are these kinks of yours?
Oh, okay. Well, Ben, consent is a big deal to me. So do I have your consent to talk about what I'm into sexually?
You do, and thank you for asking.
Okay, great.
That's good to ask.
So, you know, being partially submissive, I really like being manhandled. I like having my hair pulled. I like being spanked. I like being bitten and scratched. And I like really rough sex, basically.
Wow. Right?
Wow.
Well, so as you can tell from these clips, Kate is so articulate and so thoughtful about what she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
She knows these are difficult waters that she's charting, and she's, you know, breaking from her community and everything she's been taught. She's getting a little bit old for sexual self-discovery, and she's keenly aware of that, and she just wants to make sure that she does it right and is true to herself.
We can't wait to hear the whole thing.
I think you brought a clip. Susie, one of your favorite clips from Unlocked.
Okay, so this is one of my probably favorite Ben fumbles of all times. It's such a beautiful moment. And
there have been so many. How could you choose one? You should really just tune out now. I'm not too interested in sharing my mess ups with the world. I'm just saying. And we're back, unfortunately, with a preview of The Secret Room Unlocked. And Susie brought a clip of an outtake that she says showcases just one of my many apparent mess-ups. What the?
There are so many. It's hard to choose. This is great. This is from episode 97, Fire Follows Me. That's where Kelly's friend sets off a firework, which causes a brush fire.
Oh my God,
and
great
you
episode.
Got a little mixed up on some interior lighting.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes.
This is the point that I realize the entire inside of the car is illuminated with blue lights.
Okay. What's that?
I don't know. This guy's an obvious raver.
Right.
What's that?
Why are you doing this to me?
Oh my gosh. I don't know why this moment sticks in my mind, but the entire car is illuminated in blue lights.
Okay.
It's great.
That's weird.
It is weird. I've never seen it since.
Jacket.
Oh my God. And did you call those lights boo-boo lights?
Yes.
Okay.
Blue lights.
Oh, blue lights. Okay.
Blue lights. Sorry.
Blue lights. No worries.
Oh, yeah. Blue lights.
I did not understand. Okay, right. So you guys are barreling down the freeway now. Oh my God, you had to share that. Are you serious?
Boo-boo lights. Okay, yes, that is clearly what she said.
I thought she said boo-boo lights, and you have not let me live that down. What is wrong with you?
There were blue lights, and you're like, weird.
She was clearly saying boo-boo lights. I heard
boo-boo
it again.
Boo-boo lights. Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, I love that moment. There's so much more.
Yes, there are, Susie. So I brought one for you to hear.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
I mean,
okay.
I'm Hold perfect.
On.
So.
Here we go. Here we go.
You can text or video chat with your counselor. It's also affordable.
I am Ben. Even if you use a desktop computer or a phone, you can still be in touch with your counselor, too.
Get 10% off your first month.
Okay. We're so strange.
Okay, well, you know what? You asked.
All right, so what's going on there is you are recording a commercial for one of our sponsors, and you are leaving a space for me to read
talk.
My part in.
And I, you know,
do
last.
Just the worst impression
it
of
is
Ben Hamm ever.
Spot on, okay? It's spot on.
Okay.
People,
can you do
it's
it again?
Uncanny.
Do it again for us right now. Let me hear it.
No, you're, I mean, it's
no,
almost
it,
like.
It.
No, that was me just talking, Ben right? What you just I am too busy to record today.
I'm what?
I was just trying to make your life easier.
Oh my God. I about fell off
Since
my chair.
Since you can't come up with your own lines.
That was the worst.
It was epic. Oh my God, boo-boo lights. That's weird. There you go.
We have one more clip.
Okay.
And this is a really good example of like the kinds of things that happen during an interview where things go a little bit awry and we just have to edit and clean it up so that it sounds, you know, like nobody makes any mistakes when they're interviewing people.
It's the beauty of radio.
This is from episode 89.
Grave Legacy. That's where Kendall finds out that her ex has a child from another partner and she's wondering if she should tell her daughter or not that she has a half sibling.
Oh my gosh, right. Here we go. I know from your secret submission that you sent to us that there was one act during the marriage that I think for most people would be a deal breaker. Can you tell me about that? What he did?
I'm trying to recall.
I think it was that he had a child outside the marriage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about something else that happened.
No.
Sorry,
no,
Ben.
That's what I was getting to.
Silly. Okay. Yes. He told me about 5 years ago. That
How far
he,
into the marriage was that?
Well, this is actually when we divorced. This wasn't
oh,
when we were married.
You didn't know until after you divorced?
Right, right. He didn't do it during the marriage. I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong
no,
information
that's,
or misinterpreted.
That's okay, let me start this line of questioning
okay.
over. Okay, so, you know, some might say that I was not fully prepared for the interview.
Well, you know, it's okay to get a little mixed up.
Kendall was a great sport.
There is not a lot of production, so you are getting the clips as is. We have some clips that sound great, a couple of clips that don't. You know, this is more about what goes on behind the scenes.
Let's call it an experimental space.
Okay.
Yeah, right? It's raw and unplugged. Okay. It's all the stuff off the cutting room floor.
Cutting room floor, people.
It
And maybe the biggest news is that we've already produced 8 months of episodes going back in our catalog, so you can binge again. The Secret Room Unlocked is available right now on Patreon, which, if you don't know, is a terrific platform where creators and supporters meet. It's on the web, and there's an app. And for a remarkably low cost of entry, you can support The Secret Room and get The Secret Room Unlocked as your thank you. And if you want to support at our mid-level tier, there's a Secret Room ringtone that Breakmaster Cylinder created just for you, and some other stuff. And if you want to support at our top tier, oh my gosh, do I have something else you'll want? It's a gorgeous leather strap Secret Room pod-on keychain. The leather is inscribed with the words The Secret Room on one side and pod-on on the reverse. And dangling on the brass ring is our signature skeleton key. I'm so proud that we can give you this beautiful gift as a way of saying thank you, and it's a great way for you to show off your support for your favorite indie podcast that could. Thanks as always to our team, Susie Lark, Sachelle Brooks, and Alessandro Nigro. Music and theme by Breakmaster Cylinder, and Chet is the sound engineer. Check out The Secret Room Unlocked at patreon.com/secretroom right now. And help this podcast prove that, yeah, this community is here to stay.
This is The Secret Room, a podcast about the stories no one ever tells.
I'm Ben Hamm.
And I'm Susie Lark. Pod on.
Pod on.